This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay with us as Leroy looks at spiritual burnout and how to avoid it with a practical daily discipline. Today's passage is Leviticus chapters 1 through 3. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
In today's passage, we find a lesson that could do more than anything I know of to end spiritual burnout among Christians today. We see the tabernacle set up to be a place of fellowship and communion between God and His people. It was there that they rendered their various religious duties to God. It was also there that God revealed His will to them. You and I can learn a much-needed lesson as we watch these ancient people in their worship of God. They went to an appointed place, the tabernacle. Now, I have found over the years that to have a place set aside in my home as my place of communion with God, where I start the day with a time of Bible reading and prayer, is a great advantage and helps me to be consistent in these various disciplines. For a few minutes each day, that place becomes my holy ground. And it helps if before I go to bed the night before, I take to that place my Bible, my daily reading schedule, my prayer list, and my reading glasses. For my wife, this place is the kitchen table. There she reads her various devotional books and her Bible, and then she retires to a spare bedroom where she prays for our family and our church, our work, our missionaries around the world. Now today's passage begins with the words, "And the Lord called unto Moses and spoke unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation." Now I am told that the word translated called means spoke in a still, small voice. He did not speak as he did at Sinai with thunder and lightning and striking terror in the hearts of the people as he spoke from the burning mountain. No, here it was exactly the opposite, the quiet, gentle voice of God. If you want to have a daily quiet time, there's really nothing that can stop you. Several years ago, we had a home in Omaha, Nebraska, where 15 people were living, including my family. To find a little nook or cranny where nobody was around was a real challenge. But one young man was determined to have a daily time alone with God. So he cleaned up a little storage closet next to the furnace room, put a map of the world on the wall, and a little rug on the floor so he could kneel and pray. And that became his place to meet God. Other people complained about the house being so crowded, but he figured out a way. In Charlie Hummel's excellent book, Tyranny of the Urgent, he says this, "Over the years, the greatest continuing struggle in the Christian life is the effort to make adequate time for daily waiting on God." Let me encourage you to find a place, stake it out as holy ground, and meet the Lord there every day. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage this spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the strange 6,000-mile journey of the garbage barge and how it relates to God's amazing gift of forgiveness in Christ. Join us on Daily Discipleship.